Money.
Girl, get your money.
Sex.
Ain't no humping going around over here.
Relationships. Current events.
New York Times Sunday paper says here.
Controversy.
I don't know about you, but I got a vent.
It all gets covered here. It's time to reshape.
Girl, fix those panties.
Recreate.
Fuck your mind up.
And motivate your mindset.
What mindset? Girl, I've been talking to y'all for 3 years. Y'all still ain't can't get it right.
So, get ready for that cigar smoking.
Girl, I love a good cigar.
Cupcake loving.
Ooh, I gotta lay off those cupcakes. They making my butt a little too big.
Coffee drinking shopaholic.
The coffee is staining my teeth, and I got more clothes than the law should allow.
Your sis and mine, MJ.
Hey, dear sis family, what's going on? It's your wonderful friend here, MJ, from the Dear Sis Podcast, of course. And my fabulous co-host, Mahogany, is definitely back in the building. She had took a baby hiatus. Yes, she is definitely back. And just to bring you guys up to speed, because I'm sure you guys are wondering what the hell is going on with the whole dating thing. Listen, we are taking our time. However, we will announce the gentleman. Not gentlemen's, but gentlemen. Gentlemen, the one guy, single, plural, whatever. We're going to introduce who he is, but not this week. We'll definitely jump into that next week. But I wanted to jump in a few things as far as the shows that you've been doing without me, which I totally love. It was totally dope. I'm super excited. I want to say that when I listened to the show, especially when you talked about the casetas, right?
Mm-hmm.
The bugs. Ugh, I hate bugs. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows I hate bugs, any type of bugs. I love bees, even though they stink, but they're unique. Butterflies I do love. And what else? I think that's probably it. I don't like any other insects I could think of that are beautiful to me. However, I was just so engaged with the whole episode as far as like the casetas and everything. So I wanted to dive in a little bit about that, because to my understanding, there's going to be two types that are going to surface the planet.
They'll be in the U.S. the end of this month.
Okay, interesting. Interesting. My thing is, I want to know, what is the purpose? What's their purpose of being here in the U.S.? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Maybe they're here to fertilize. Maybe they're here to destroy some things that we're not familiar with. Maybe it's some type of pollen here in the U.S. that we're not familiar with that they take back with them. Not really take back with them, because they die. A lot of them die. But I was just really concerned as far as, why the fuck are they here? And then you mentioned they're going to be in the trillions. And you know what I thought of?
Yes.
And you guys are going to laugh. Of course, I always have something crazy in my thoughts that, when you mentioned a trillion of them can go to the moon 33 times or 32 times. I don't want to fuck this up. I was thinking, maybe if they came and carried me to the moon and bring me back while I survive. I was like, yo, that's so cool. If you have like a trillion bugs, I wear like a little bug jacket to keep them from biting, because they're harmless, right? But some type of spot or some type of spot or stain will be on my sensitive skin, and they could just grab me and just take me to the moon and bring me back in no time. That would be cool, because I feel like they'll move faster than a spaceship. My weird quacky self is definitely in high rare form today. Oh my gosh. So that was
I definitely think when you think of a trillion cicadas, your mind starts to wonder, like, what does that look like? How will that impact me? Can they lift me? I mean, truly your mind goes everywhere. But I do think, as true with all forms of the cycle of life, there's a purpose for everything, even if we don't understand. I know I don't understand. Maybe their purpose is, you mentioned it, to come and be a free fertilizer for our green spaces, or to mate and die. You mentioned that before, MJ. They come to mate and die, and they go back in the ground. Maybe they're cleaning things in the soil during that 13-year and 17-year span. I have no idea. All I know is that they are loud and ugly.
Yes, they are definitely loud. Definitely loud. I heard them. They are really, really, really loud. It's almost as if we're here and there's nothing you can do, because we're going to be here for the next 8 weeks and just basically deal with it. They are definitely loud insects. But, you know, everything has its purpose on earth and in life. And I believe that God is definitely responsible for all of this. So I'm not going to say they don't need to be here, but at the same time, I'm like, maybe they're here for whatever reason. I don't know, because I'm not an insect and I don't live in the insect world. if that makes sense. So that's just yes. where I'm at with that. It's so funny though. I'm just like, oh God, these bugs, ooh, all over the place, and they get in your hair. You know, I have sister locks now, so I'm like going crazy. But at the same time,
yes,
I'm not really concerned with that. Just get here, get it over with, do your 8-week bid, and be done. And we'll see you, because one is 17 years and 13 years. Girl, that's a total of 30 years together. Okay. That's 30 years.
Yeah.
30 years. That's like a 30 year bid. No.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And like I said, that this will probably never happen again in our lifetime. I doubt that it will, because it took 200 years for their years to align. So I would imagine it'll take another 200 years. So
wow.
this is going to be crazy. It's going to be
200
crazy.
Years.
And,
I want to
yeah,
come back in 200 years. I would want to come back in 200 years. I'll be immortal. Yeah, I'll come back in 200 years.
I just wonder what this world will be like in 200 years.
I don't
give
a
fuck. And maybe by then they'll be able to figure it out.
Ooh, let's hope.
The why.
Let's definitely hope. And then you talked about the eclipse.
Yes.
Yes, the eclipse. So jump into that as well.
The solar eclipse.
Yes, the solar eclipse.
Yeah, so the solar eclipse is happening on April the 8th, Monday, April the 8th. And one of the things that I mentioned, dear sis family, is if you have children, check with your school, your children's school, to see if they are having school today. I know mine's are not. I'm actually taking them to an event to see the solar eclipse. They're going to have special glasses. One of the things I hadn't validated, because I couldn't remember in that episode, was whether or not you can look at it. And I always remember being told that I'm not supposed to, but I actually validated it, read some articles. Yes, it's true. You are not supposed to look at it. You're supposed to have special glasses. And I know the place that my children are going to, they're going to be able to have those special glasses so that we can actually watch it. And it's going to be really cool. I remember something similar. MJ, you may remember this. Back in the 80s, the late 80s, there was something, the comet, Halley's Comet, and that was a big deal. And so I think that this is a similar event to Halley's Comet to our days. The total solar eclipse is similar to that, because this only happens about every 100 years. Now, there are different eclipses that happen during the year across the world.
Okay.
Maybe 2 to 4 times, but the total solar eclipse only happens about every 100 years. So this is a unique experience, one again, that we may not experience in our lifetime. So I'm definitely looking forward to it. I'm going to journal. The boys are pumped about it. I can't wait to see it.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Unfortunately for me, since I live here in New Jersey, I would have to travel to West Virginia, which is approximately, give or take, 5.5 to 6 hours for me, in order for me to witness the solar eclipse with my own eyes. And of course, I would have my glasses on, my 3D glasses, and maybe some goggles or something like that to keep it very entertaining. Yeah. So I will not be witnessing the total eclipse in any effect or form. Maybe I'll just go back on YouTube or some type of Facebook, something, you know, somebody have something going on somewhere in the world where you can definitely witness it, but I won't be there live. So I'll be here live for the Casadas, yes, but I won't be there for the eclipse. I'm highly disappointed.
Yeah, for the solar eclipse, it's like a straight line from, say, Mexico to Texas, all the way up through the New England area into Canada. And so it's a straight line. Luckily, we'll be able to see some of it here in central Ohio where I am, but it's going to be more visible in North Ohio, which where I do not live, but we'll be able to get some glimpses of it. I know some parts of New York will see it, Pennsylvania as well, but it'll go right on up to Canada. And it will probably last about 3 hours, noon to 3. And for those who are really, really in the eye of it, will be completely dark during that time. So that's just going to be fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Definitely interesting. And to the people that are afraid of the dark, please have your flashlights out, because I know sometimes it could be a bit frightening for us people that are afraid of the dark. I am not afraid of the dark at all. However, it's going to be totally dark. So get your flashlights and your camping stuff in gear just in case you decide you want to see it and it's going to be too spooky for you. To those people in the background, thank you very much.
And you know, we're used to it being dark at nighttime. This is going to be completely eerie for it to be dark at noon. That's just crazy to me, because no matter what season we're in, at noon there's always light.
There's always
winter or what have you. So this is going to be really weird for us to have total darkness during that time of day.
Definitely. Definitely. Like I said, get your flashlights out. If you want to do a little camp out, that's fine. If you want to do a little hideout, a little hide and seek, whatever you want to do, do it. Make sure it works. However, just be ready because the total eclipse is coming. Is coming for your ass. And I will not be able to experience that. But again, I'll witness the goddamn bugs that are coming our way. Thank you very much. Yes, thank you very much.
The cicadas are coming, MJ.
Yes.
They are
coming. You guys know what time it is.
I don't know about you, but I got a vent.
New York Times Sunday's paper says here. So get ready for this one, Mahogany. This is quite interesting. Mm-hmm. The strange history of manifesting. I do and I don't manifest. I pray, if that makes sense. That only works for me because manifesting is like a total, I don't want to say disbelief, but it's like something in your mind that you're trying to get together or maybe pretend to have or want to have. So the article says that Americans have the tendency to think we can bend reality to our will, which is true. Oh, I'm going to manifest this. Just manifest it. Just manifest it. Just manifest it. I'm like, pray, pray, pray. People took like the whole religion thing out and started making, like, motherfuckers make up their own shit as they go along, right? I believe in God. Everybody knows that. But I'm not going to knock you for your belief. I just need a better understanding for both. So if you're going to manifest, that's fine. But manifest to me means just pray. Just pray more. But a lot of people don't believe in the higher power or God or whomever. That's on you, right? So it says here, reality is what you make it, at least according to those who believe in manifesting, the art and quizality, some type of spiritual thing to exist through the power and desire, attention and focus. You want to improve your health. Mm-hmm. You want to make more money. You want to get more Instagram followers. Believe hard enough. And just thanks to the host of TikTok, manifesting influencers. I'm not manifesting no goddamn fuel. Half of them people I don't even want to talk to, let alone manifest. You think I'm going to manifest you in my life? Fuck no. Get away from me. No. Pray. Everybody got their own solemn as they do things. People sit and pray. People do yoga. People do all types of stuff when it comes to trying to create or build something or have a desire, like the article indicated, have a desire to want something else. But I don't really like the word manifesting. Let me just say that.
I look at it a little different from what the article is saying. I do believe in a level of manifestation where, to me, it's a mindset. I am going to have a good day. I will be productive today. I will make progress today. I'm going to the gym today. I often have to talk myself up before doing something. And for me, that's manifestation because it's a mindset. I'm talking my mind into doing something that I need to do or something that I want to do. Not excluding prayer at all. It's more of me talking myself up. So I do believe in a level of manifestation, but not in exclusion of prayer. Does that make sense?
It makes sense to you. And guess what? I don't have to agree with you. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Let me dive a little bit deeper into the article. So it says, in some ways, this is a new trend. The idea of manifest as it is understood today rose to popularity as part of a boom online spiritualism and self-help philosophy that emerges during the pandemic, according to Google Doc, right? Document, whatever. You guys get the drift. Online searches for manifesting rose 600% during the first year of the pandemic. Bullshit. Complete bullshit. Nobody wants to pray. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to pray. That's just the bottom line. No, it's just, again, the article is spot on. A strange history of manifesting. I don't manifest shit. I pray. Okay. I can't manifest anything. Manifest $1 million into my bank account. No, I would have to play the lottery or just work exceptionally hard and pray that Dear Sis podcast hit the roof and then my money will come. Right. Right. And that's
I agree with that.
Yes,
but
totally.
I do think that there's a level of manifestation that's a mindset, and it doesn't exclude prayer. I can pray all day and still be depressed. I have to make a conscious effort to get my mind right. Okay. It's like the scripture says, faith without works is dead.
Totally.
I have faith. I have faith that God will bring me out, but I have to put in some works. And sometimes when I'm putting in those works, I got to talk myself up. I am going to have a good day. My day is going to be amazing, just on the most simplest form. And maybe that's not manifestation. Maybe that's something else. But when I think about manifestation, it is, for me, something within me talking myself up to help me with a better mindset, not to exclude prayer.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe I'm defining it incorrectly, though.
Okay, let's do a little rewind. Let me start again from the beginning, because I don't want to, you know, mess this word up or fuck this word up, because I do that sometimes. Reality is what we make it, at least according to those who believe in manifestating. The art of quasi, or whatever the word is, spiritual science of willing things into existence, and through power, again, like I said, desire, attention, and focus. So a lot of that comes from just like your well-being. And if you want to manifest something, that's fine. But I say pray on it first, and then I guess manifest, or don't manifest at all. Just work towards it and put your focus into that, because if you believe in whomever you believe in, it's going to happen for you, regardless if you like it or not, rather it's good or bad. And I believe what you put into the world, you'll get back. I do go off of energy. Now, I am an energy person, because I'm an empath, and I feel people's energy, and I feel their weaknesses and all that other bullshit. And I'll get into that a whole nother time, because that's a long conversation. However, I am righteous, I'm spiritual, and I do believe in a higher power, which is God to me. So It's a lot that come with that. So the whole manifestation thing, I'm like, anything with man scares me. I'm sorry. Anything with man scares me, because man cannot get it right. And man definitely will mess you up. Man will let you down every single time. But as long as you believe in God or whomever you pray to, it will definitely work out for you. So what's your take on the whole thing again? So I had to revisit that conversation, and I'll figure out what that word is, and I'll probably throw it in there inside a bonus or something, because I can't pronounce that shit.
I think maybe I'm defining it incorrectly, because I don't, for me, manifestation is not the absence of prayer for me. And I do think that when we pray to God, when we pray to Jesus, you know, that's showing our faith, right? That is showing our faith. But at the end of the day, there still needs to be work. I can't sit at home and pray, God, give me a better job. I have to actually go out and apply.
And do the work.
Or I can't sit at home and pray that I lose weight. No, I have to change my diet. I have to go exercise. There are things that I have to do. And for me, it takes a little bit more of a push for me to do things. I do them. I'm very disciplined. But I have to talk myself up. So maybe that's not manifestation. Maybe that's just me talking myself up. That's me having a healthy mindset, whatever. So MJ, I may be getting the definition completely wrong, because I've never looked at manifestation in replacement of prayer, but I'm even looking at this definition. And whenever I see the words religion and spirituality, I'm like, okay, they're trying to replace something.
Yes,
I think
of course.
I've gotten the definition, right? I think I've gotten the definition completely wrong. So I need to figure out what I'm doing, because it's not manifestation.
Absolutely. And I just said that. It's like the words are being told. And also the article says here, and I'm going to just read another little piece of it, says, to understand today's manifestation or whatever, it's almost like a culture thing. And I don't want to be involved in no culture thing when it comes to manifesting and all that bullshit. I don't want to be involved in that. I got too much shit going on. Focus on Darius's podcast. That's what you need to do. I don't want to be in no culture thing, because I'm already part of a culture, the black culture, period. So that's what I'm already a part of. So I don't want to add anything else onto that, because it's already enough for people that look like me. So it's already enough shit going on. So we don't want to manifest anything. We want to pray and just work it out and believe that it's going to work out for us. So it's always some type of made up word that's taking you further away from the truth.
And, you know, it's so interesting you said it the way that you did, because that is like the fundamental foundation of what we believe in. It's God and nothing else. And I appreciate you saying it in the way that you did, with that passion, because it's so true. And I think that going into 2024 and before, there's a watered down version of what that is. And you took all the fluff out of it.
That's
you just took all the fluff out of it. And it is what it is.
You motherfucking right. And just like you said, when it comes to you wanting to lose weight, your fat ass should stop eating the donuts. That's all. Stop eating the donuts, the honey buns, the hot dogs. People still eat hot dogs today. Sausages and all the extra stuff and the meat and the potatoes and the I mean, cut it out. Like relax, right? Yeah. And the pork, I still enjoy pork. I know. I'm going to get booed on this one. But I still eat pork. But it's funny. I don't eat as much red meat as I do, believe it or not. I eat less red meat and more pork and more chicken when I really need to just cut all the bullshit out because my stomach is getting a little too big. I'm sorry. But to add to that.
Yeah.
Yes. And thank you. I'm so glad that you felt my message in terms of this whole manifestation bullshit, because I'm not knocking people that manifest anything, but I am knocking you. No, I'm not knocking you if you don't pray, because I don't know your situations and your beliefs or your disbeliefs. So I don't want to jump into religion at all. However, I'm just a righteous person. And when you meet me and you get to know me, you'll feel my energy and my love and everything that that's surrounded around me when it comes to just believing in God and in myself. So that's really basically it. So this was definitely a good article. I got to give a shout out to New York Times. They definitely need to send me some type of sponsorship because I love, love, love reading some of the papers and news and stuff that goes on. Because, of course, you guys know I don't watch any TV at all. So I do a lot of reading and research when it comes to trying to convey what I want to convey when it comes to Dear Sis podcast. Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.
Great article, MJ.
Yes, definitely. So, guys, we have exciting news, breaking news. So Mahogany, our favorite co-host, she is starting her own show and it's called Mahogany Speaks, and it will be a spinoff from the Dear Sis podcast. She's not leaving us, but she's definitely staying. I'm so excited. You can see all my 32 teeth. Thank you very much. They're still yellow. I'm working on that. Now, that's one thing I definitely need to work on. We got to talk about insecurities next time. We definitely got to talk about insecurities. So, Mahogany, please tell us, because I don't want to fuck this up because I don't know what to say. What's going on?
First of all, Dear Sis family, thank you for embracing me. MJ, thank you again for the opportunity. So a little bit of background about me is before I found MJ in the group that we are a part of together, I actually started my own podcast. And I stopped, I put a pause on it because I wanted to lean all the way into Dear Sis, which I have done and I have loved. And so what I've decided to do is to start dipping my foot back into the podcast arena again by forming a new show called Mahogany Speaks. And it will be a spinoff of Dear Sis, as MJ mentioned. And one of the things that I really am trying to do in this new life of mine, I am very narrow-minded in some ways.
Really?
Because I've been so sheltered and covered. I'm very narrow-minded because I haven't had a lot of experiences or exposure that others have. And so one of the things I'm really excited about is delving into topics that I am unfamiliar with and gaining a different perspective on some things. I'm a very open-minded person, but I've not experienced a lot of things to even have an opinion about it. Does that make sense? Like, I can talk about things, but I'm not astute enough to have really a good, solid opinion about it because I've not been exposed.
Oh, wow. Okay. Interesting. That's good. So,
So I'm really excited about it. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about it too, girl. I'm like super excited. I can't wait. And I also want to say that, you know, I'm honored because it takes a lot to deal with my ass. I'm telling you, it takes a lot to deal with me. Just it does again. But I go back to saying how kind I am and how good I am to people. But at the same time, there's always like this twist to me. But I'm fair and I'm good. And I'm just honored that you were able to finesse and decide to do your own show, but also a spinoff from Dear Sis, which is going to work fantastically. And that's what it's all about when it comes to business and looking out for people. That's the definition of looking out for a motherfucker. When you know that it's okay for that person to break off from you or continue to grow with you, but also want to do their own thing, and you're okay, and you allowed it, and you're okay, and you're satisfied, and it's like a whole grand thing, and there's no competition, and now you're not in the way, I'm not in the way. Like, this is what it's really all about. That is the definition of giving a fuck, caring about somebody, looking out, cheering them on, and bigging them up. And that's just one of my ghetto words I had to use. Maybe it's not a ghetto word. I ain't gonna say that
because
ghetto, ghetto is all is used so bad. Ghetto is like in the mud. Ghetto is a community of people that are the same race or culture or whatever. Yeah. I have more good news that I want to drop. So, Dearest's podcast is going to do videos now. I want to dive into doing more video content because I want people to see who we are, Mahogany. And there's more, but I'll get into that a little bit later because the name is definitely different because I just feel like we need to be more visual and give more of our presence because we're definitely attractive women, number one. And people want to know what the hell we look like. You know, maybe they'll get a chance to see my 32 teeth. Maybe a dentist will be like, I'll whiten your teeth for $2 or whatever. Well, not $2, maybe 500, preferably. Yes. So, yeah, man, that I'm excited about that. And I'm also, yes, I also want to share with the Dearest's family, I feel like my eyes are like getting worse for some reason. I can't see anything. I need to go back to the doctor. And I need to talk to a doctor about my eyes. What do they call the doctors? I can't. The eye doctors. What do they call?
Optometrists.
Yes. Thank you. Because I'm like totally lost. So my eyes are definitely going bad. And I was making a joke with John yesterday. And I said to him, I said, what if I go blind? He was like, babe, you're not going to go blind. I said, I feel like I'm going to go blind. He was like, you're not going to go blind. But my eyes aren't as great as I would love them to be. Of course I do wear glasses and I can see without them, but the last month, not so much. It's either I need a higher prescription and I need to see a doctor or just both altogether. My goggles will be thicker than what they are because my glasses are thick, right? But you can't tell because they take the line out. They took the line out. They took the line out, which is an additional cost, which is bullshit. Like they charge you $50 just to smudge that line. I'm like, you guys are so full of shit. The glasses world is the biggest cash cow ever. Damn, it's a cow in the background. Is it a cow in the background? Damn. So that's what's going on with me in my personal life as far as my eyes are concerned. And I'm definitely working on my teeth. I've cut back on cigars, not as much. And my coffee, I still drink coffee, but it's not as much. And I make my own coffee from home. Thank you very much, dear sis family.
You're still drinking your coffee, black, no sugar, right?
Black, no sugar. Definitely no sugar. The sugar is killing us, but I will have a donut on the side. Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
But I chase it with the black coffee because now when I have something too sweet, I'm like, I don't like it. I don't. And that's funny. That's the mind. And I didn't manifest that. I just prayed on it.
But you know what, MJ, there is nutritional benefits. I can't name them all right now, but there are nutritional benefits to just like drinking black coffee. I don't know what they are, but there are nutritional benefits.
And definitely. Definitely.
So that's a good thing that you're doing that.
No doubt. No doubt. Dear sis family, it is your girl, MJ, and my fabulous co-host, Mahogany. We are back. We are back in the building.
We are back, baby.
Yes, yes. Listen, it's your girl MJ and Mahogany. And as you know, we got to go.
You've been listening to the Dear Sis podcast. Visit us online at dearsis.world today to leave a message or ask a question for our monthly Q&A with MJ.